Hey everyone, welcome to the Become Fiber Minded podcast. I'm your host Christian Till, and for this first episode, I want to give you some background information on myself and also who the podcast is really for, what the topics are that we're gonna cover, and why I started it. I'm a nerd at heart who learned about fiber optics the first time during my studies for a Bachelor of Science in Applied Informatics and Communications Technologies. Today, I am well into my fiber optics career. And I must say that the first interaction I had during these studies hooked me immediately to fiber optics. Because then I realized that fiber optics helps a society progress. It's all about connecting people, especially now in these times where everyone is working from the home office, the fiber optic industry and the fiber optic network has really become the backbone of the world. One of the things I did during my studies was a project on Brillouin scattering. Brillouin scattering describes an effect where light interacts with the fiber, causing an acoustic wave which is slightly shifted due to the Doppler effect and reflected back to the sender. And the Doppler effect is something you see in your daily life. Let me give you an example. If an ambulance, for example, is approaching you and the sirens are on, then you might notice that the frequency of the siren will shift depending if it's coming towards you or if it's driving away from you. And this is really based on the Doppler effect. And we see the same happening in fiber optics as well, where we have a slight frequency shift. The Brillouin scattering effect I mentioned earlier is a nonlinear effect. And this means that it's only visible if the output power of the laser is above a certain threshold. And fun fact, this is also one of the reasons why, for example, the OLT, the optical line terminal inside your FTTH network, will only transmit up to 3 to 4 dBm maximum transmit power. If it would transmit at a higher output level, then these nonlinear effects would drastically increase and therefore increase the bit error rates. But obviously, all the theory is nothing without any hands-on activities and hands-on experience. I also pulled cables, I spliced, and performed customer activations for a local city carrier with whom I also wrote later my thesis on their migration path towards a WDM-PON network. And this local city carrier has now one of the largest networks in North Germany, and I'm proud that I helped a bit with that. After accepting a position as a fiber product manager focusing on the cable MSO market, I joined EXFO in 2015 as a subject matter expert, where I provide thought leadership for best practices in fiber deployments. As you can imagine, working for a test and measurement provider, we are getting the calls when something went wrong or when problems occur and the problem needs to be found. And this influenced me tremendously inside my journey, because I met very kind, talented, and generous people outside the test and measurement world who helped me grow my understanding and my chops. And I also realized early on that I wanted to help others take control of their professional destinies in fiber optics. And this was really the spark which led to the creation of the Become Fiber Minded podcast. I was fortunate enough to talk to these talented and generous people, learn a lot, and now I want to give back to the community so we can all grow together and become fiber-minded together. I've been planning this podcast for a long time. I took a week off. Now it's finally coming together. And I'm super excited to share it with you. So if you're looking to learn about fiber optics in general, are interested in the latest technologies and trends like hollow core fiber or quantum transmission, if you're interested in planning and the construction of fiber networks, or want to grow your knowledge on best practices, then you have come to the right place. And it won't be just me sharing how to succeed in fiber optics. I will also interview industry experts, folks who have written standards, who are working in the standards committee, people who have planned networks spanning millions of fiber households, and researchers who are working at the cutting edge of technologies. For me, the end goal really is to give an overall insight on the whole fiber optics world and fiber optic community. Because what I find really frustrating in our industry is that all the information is very siloed, and the name of the game today is webinars with a big focus on sales and less on information. And this is something which I absolutely don't like. I like to get my information through discussions and firsthand. With that in mind, this podcast won't be something like you're used to. Each episode will leave you with key takeaways to implement in your fiber optic business immediately, such as how to do the perfect splice, using the best practices, understanding the different cable types, and this is something I will discuss in episode 3, so make sure to check this out as well. And if you hang around each week and implement what is shared with you, then don't be surprised if you become fiber-minded as well, like the industry experts I interview weekly. And to help you with this transformation, you can also send me your questions to ask@fiberminded.com. Once again, ask@fiberminded.com, and I will collect these questions and do an FAQ episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Become Fiber Minded. If you enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate it if you would do me a quick favor and rate and review the podcast. This shows the platform that I'm doing something right and that people like the content. And if you learned something new, tell a friend or a colleague about the podcast so I can help more people. Be sure to go to fiberminded.com/episode1 to see the show notes with the email address mentioned in this episode. Until next time, keep connecting the world with fiber.